If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 73:23. We sing from time to time, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus." And I wanted to emphasize that tonight, thinking about the message of Job. It's actually when, as with Peter on the water, it's when the waves of adversity wash over you, you know, splash on you and so on, that you're tempted to give up. And what happens there is that your worldly circumstances consume more and more of your attention. At that point, you need to turn your eyes upon Jesus. This is where you say, I want to look at the source of the light. I want to, you know, the light shining down the way, that's where I'm going. And all of this murky stuff that I'm going through now, that's something else. I want to keep my eyes on him. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. When your attention focuses on what's going on here, you lose your attention to him, you lose sight of him. So never lose sight of this great fact. He is always with you. That's his promise in Matthew 28. Holding you by the right hand, Psalm 73:23. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. God, you know, lives outside of our time and space. You know, the whole thing of dimensions is kind of a weird thing for us. But if you were to imagine that on our screen, that the projections on the screen were living people, and you could measure them this way and you could measure them this way, but you couldn't measure them this way because they have no thickness. You know, it's just a reflection on the screen. So they're in their dimension. If we could imagine a screen that extended indefinitely on either side and up and down, they would have an infinite universe in which they live, you know. But they couldn't see us because they'd have to actually be out of their two dimensions to see us. In fact, if we were to come up to that screen, we could get this close, you know. We could have our fingers almost touching their noses. We could be closer to them than they are to each other, and they wouldn't know it. See, if they were living beings, they wouldn't know it because we are in a dimension beyond them. God is like that. God is in the dimensions beyond us and is, but from his point of view, it's like looking at those two-dimensional beings. He says, I'm with you continually. The fact that you, in your limited state, can't see me, can't feel me, doesn't change the fact that I'm right here. I always am, because I don't change, you see. I'm outside of time, so I'm not aging, I'm not changing, I'm not, you know, I didn't have to go to the bathroom. I'm just continually with you. That's what he says. And thou hast, the psalmist says, I am continually with thee, thou hast holden me by my right hand. And of course, the holding with the right hand is where he has told us step by step the right thing to do, so that in every decision that we make, it's not whether we think it's a good decision or a bad decision. We just go by what the Bible says we ought to do. The question is, how will this turn out? The question is not, how will this turn out? The question is, what ought I to do? What is the right thing to do here? And that's how he holds me by my right hand. God is fully aware of your situation. This was the message to Job, wasn't it? He says, God didn't show up. God didn't find up. But, and actually he's in control. So that we find in 1 Corinthians 10:13, the famous verse, that he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. He filters what Satan is allowed to tempt you with. See? And he only allows him to tempt you with things that you can overcome. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Everybody faces it in one way or another. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you, the word meaning will not allow you, to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation, and this is one of those things, he allows the temptation in moderation, he allows it, but with it, with every temptation comes a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. We try to say, I don't want any temptation. God says, I want the temptation. That's why I allowed it. The temptation could be a trial. See, that's why I allowed it. But with it came the way to escape that you may be able to bear it, that you'll be stronger for it. Your most serious danger, then, is worrying about tomorrow. If you try to carry tomorrow's burdens today, you will stagger under the load and eventually fall down flat. You have to discipline yourself to live within the boundaries of today, to make the decisions not based on what you anticipate might happen, and I better not do this because of what might happen, but just do the right thing today. Discipline yourself to live within those boundaries. That's what Christ said in Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. See, let's handle those things now. Tomorrow develops as it will. So it is in the present moment that Christ walks with you, helping you carry your burdens. So keep your focus on his presence in the present. Present presence.